What I wanted to say about traveling is that you do not need to travel countries where there is a military junta on top on power, or a failure over the last years. When they burn the jungles, over weeks and months, I do not travel these countries, you know, where there is a far right wing government on top, the president, and all that bloodshed in the cities, you know, in the favelas where they shoot the children in Rio de Janeiro. Like, I do not travel these countries. When there is a normal government with a normal setting, then it's okay for me, you know. But usually I do not travel countries where there is a far right wing government or a military junta or a dictatorship on top. You can do the same. Why to leave the money there in countries where it's only good for the military or some dictator on top, you know? There was, I remember so far, only one exemption. Culturally rich because of 4,000 year old historical levels, and I made an exemption for that country. Usually I do not visit countries where there is a far right wing government on top or a military junta or dictator. And I even know of people from my parent generation, which they call themselves progressive, but they visited country with a military dictatorship, with a military junta on top, you know. Not understand that, why to leave the money there and to support them with the money. I do only travel or usually visit countries. It can be dangerous there because of the reality, but that's another thing, you know. And that's the case in many countries in the Americas. But usually if there is a military regime on top or a dictatorship or a far right wing government and they burn the woods over months and weeks, they burn the jungles, I do not travel these lands.